Welcome back to Sister Brunch, and we are here at the Essence Film Festival with another amazing guest. Now we have Ms. Mimi Kelly. Mimi Kelly is the writer, producer, and director of One Night in LA. So we're going to find out a little bit about that and what else she's doing here at the festival. So join us for this amazing conversation. Hi, Mimi Kelly.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
We're glad to have you. So let's talk, first of all, about your film that you're screening here.
So One Night in L.A., it's really a family story, a story of romance. It's about a couple in Los Angeles, and they're going through a night of hell when she has gotten a medical diagnosis that is life-threatening. And so she decides that she needs to face her truth that night, because she wants to be clear about who she is as a biracial woman.
Okay, I might know a little something about this. Okay.
Are you biracial?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. And I, you know, it's funny. I now have two biracial grandkids.
Okay.
But I didn't have them when I wrote the story.
Oh, wow.
But I've always...
It's like you planted seeds in the universe
for
that.
And I've always liked entering the space of race through biracial people, because I think you guys understand the dynamics.
We try to, but sometimes.
You do. But you get a full-blown view of it, and I love that.
Mm. It's so funny. We were having a conversation about that, because I've stopped. I don't always say biracial for exactly what you're pointing out, is that I... The word race to me, because of what the origins, right? The white supremacist history of it. I'm
right.
Like, maybe we find something else. But for now, that is a term that we all recognize. And so does the character, is that connected to this tragedy that the character has that?
It's a biracial woman that within 24 hours decides that she has to face her truths, deep truths that she hasn't been facing, in order to have the strength to deal with a serious medical diagnosis.
And you said there's something interesting about a cast member. Did you want to tell us about that? So who plays these characters in your film?
Victoria Platt and Gilbert Brown.
Okay.
And Victoria is biracial.
Yes, she is.
And her mother is from the islands, from the Caribbean, and her dad was Polish. And so she could really connect with the story. And
she's also an amazing actor.
Oh, you know of her?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my
absolutely.
God.
I've seen her in theater. I've seen her. She started in soaps, I think. She's done everything,
And you know, she is the story of Hollywood, of being a great actress.
Who
deserves so much more. And that's one reason why I will never give up on sharing it, because I want people to see these two just put on an actor's clinic. I mean, they just went to the mat for me.
Beautiful. Okay. I'd like to talk a little bit about finances, because we don't do it enough.
Yes.
And it's so important. I'd love to hear how you went about fundraising to make the film.
Yes. I crowdfunded.
Yes, on Kickstarter, Seed and Spark.
I crowdfunded on Seed and Spark.
Yes, nice.
I hired a coach to teach me how I should proceed. And I worked with her. Our campaign, I believe, started in, I'm going to say May. And we began to work together in March. And so we worked together 2 months. And it was absolutely crucial that I had someone who understood messaging and how to present emails in a very
concise
way.
So nice to work with a coach.
Yes.
And that's important, because that's their lane. They know how to do that. So if I may, how much did you raise? And then how much more did you need?
So I raised, I don't talk budget.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm not going to talk budget.
Okay, tell us whatever you will.
Because we made a phenomenal movie on a black woman's shoestring budget.
Yes.
And so we raised probably, I think we raised maybe $35,000. I'm not sure of the numbers.
Wow, yes.
And then my husband and I, we kicked in I have three sons, two of whom, one was at Netflix, one is an investor for NBA stars, has been at CAA and WME and everywhere else. They kicked in. Yes. I had special people to kick in for me. And we made the doggone movie.
There you go. Yes. I love it. Yes. All right, we also have a segment called Let's Talk Tech. And so we want to teach or share one piece of terminology, a concept, something. Let's say as a director, what is a technical term that you've used that maybe somebody who's not in film and TV wouldn't recognize that term? Or you could do writer, director, or producer.
A technical term that I, oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God, I can't remember anything, I don't remember anything specific, but I will say it was the most eye-opening, overwhelming, yet interesting part of filmmaking.
What was?
The editing process.
Editing,
which
absolutely.
Was heavy, heavy tech. And so I began to have to learn that discipline of how an editor puts it together and what all that takes and that software and how that software works.
Do you remember what software you use?
We use Premiere, I believe.
Premiere Pro. Okay,
yes,
good.
Premiere Pro.
That's a good example.
That's a good example.
Let's Talk Tech.
Yes,
Premiere Pro is a great.
Premiere Pro.
Yes, okay.
And I had to learn about editing. So I actually loved the whole process. It was daunting and it was hard, but I loved it and I loved
And you did it.
One Night in LA.
And you are screening here at the Essence Film Festival. We're so proud to have you on Sister
Thank
Brunch.
You.
I think we'll do a little collaboration with both our podcasts.
Yes, it's I can't
wonderful.
Wait to hear about your journey.
Yes,
5 years. That's
and
amazing.
Yours too.
Congratulations.
Thank you for being here, Mimi Kelly.
Thank you.
Have a great screening.
Thank you for having me. This is Mimi Kelly and you're listening to Sister Brunch Podcast.